I'm Katya Gordon with my regular senior climatologist from the Minnesota DNR, Kenny Blumenfeld, here at the studio via phone. Thanks, Kenny, for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be on. I wonder what is on everyone's mind as we head into this week, the next week. I wonder what it could be.
That you are exactly right. In fact, I was just at a press conference yesterday, and I was asking about, you know, what about a big old southwest or northeast wind, and what are the plans? And we talked a little bit about it, but someone did mention they're already looking ahead, and it looks tentatively favorable. So what do you have to add to the mix here?
Yeah, you know, you're walking a razor thin line. I am just wondering, though, Katya, is the most, you know, sailing positive family in Two Harbors going to kind of make a run around some of these ships just for fun?
Well, believe it or not, we're actually sailing down the shore on the first day during the parade, and you can't get within, I think, 100 yards of the ships.
Right.
There's going to have Coast Guard. I mean, it's a men's, a marine event with national, national security. With national,
okay.
I don't know, I forget, it's some designation, so there are many security things that we in little Two Harbors never thought of. They have to scan the harbor beforehand, and so we're not going to be allowed to get very near the ships. We're not allowed in the harbor during the, well, I guess actually we probably could sail into the harbor, but we would have to stay away from the ships themselves. So our plan is to mostly just to sail by and then see it from afar.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a great time. I think, you know, so the razor-thin line.
Yeah, tell me about that razor-thin line. That was an ear-catcher, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there is some heat that is going to be scorching parts of Minnesota on Wednesday and Thursday. And really, we're eyeing this heat wave that looks, it looks good. I wouldn't say, you know, cataclysmic or anything, but you know, one, you got the lake. That's always working in your favor.
Yeah, right, right.
And two, you got geography. You're a little bit farther northeast than, you know, you're kind of out past the main extent of this little heat dome that's going to be forming. Does look, looks pretty good, though. So, you know, if you were in Duluth, we'd have different news, honestly.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so I think Wednesday will probably be warm, and it may be hot by Two Harbors standards.
Yeah,
and it is one of those deals where winds look like they're going to be westerly or southwesterly, but there's still just the overall effect from the lake. That I wouldn't be surprised to see 80s, deep 80s on Wednesday, because Wednesday's kind of the peak of this thing.
Okay,
and all of the models are showing, you know, 90s over the rest of Minnesota, and so I wouldn't be surprised to get some 80s, maybe kind of deep 80s. And then Thursday, and that's when it really starts, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Thursday looks, you know, maybe a little more favorable for you with the slight wind shift and maybe the peak of that particular heat event slightly waning, but I'd say 80s, 70s look good for the beginning. And then as you get into the weekend, just nicer. I mean, there isn't really anything horrible kind of showing up in the forecast for the Two Harbors area. Again, I'd say warm to hot Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm seeing kind of mixed signals. One showing, depending on the model you look at, the winds coming out of the northwest, which would, in theory, be a cooling wind, even if it's not off the lake.
Right.
Pretty much everything I'm seeing shows that the actual weekend itself is just straight up nice. So you get into August 6th, August 7th, and it's just a cool kind of North Shore weekend.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, but how did we end up getting the most stable, nicest time of year for our festival? I mean, it doesn't even, I don't see thunderstorms, really. Do you? I mean, we probably don't know yet.
Yeah, no, I do, actually. I think one of the things that you will have to contend with, if you're going to sit on the edge of a ridge, it's a big high-pressure ridge, and nothing can happen inside that ridge. Like, you get, you know, inside these, what they call heat domes, the air is so warm, and it just remains warm as you ascend through it, that you can hardly get a cumulus cloud forming. It's like being in the desert. But then once you get on the edge of it, all the little weather systems, whether big or small, get kind of steered around that dome of heat or that high-pressure ridge. And if you're not going to get into the deep, deep heat, I think then you do have to contend with at least chances for thunderstorms. I don't think anything necessarily memorable at this point, but what are your target days, Thursday through, is it through Saturday?
Sunday, although I think Sunday will probably be the waning day, as it usually is, but yeah.
So I'd say Saturday and Sunday, because those days look kind of, you know, those days look, they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think you have much to worry about for Saturday and Sunday. Just imagine the winds coming out of the north and then high pressure eventually kind of drifting over. No heat to worry about there. But from Wednesday through Friday, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some thunderstorms on and off, you know, as little weather systems round the bend on that high pressure ridge. I wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah. Well, and another factor, I mean, I just was interviewing a captain and he was saying, yep, we're working our way west on Lake Superior right now in 15 to 20 knot westerly winds. And I think it's supposed to be west through next week, maybe a little bit of east, but I mean, it's dominating west, which means getting here will be kind of the issue. Especially for these ships that really don't sail upwind.
Yeah, it does look like a lot of, you're going to get some pretty strong headwinds there.
Which also brings the heat often, the southwest, I don't know, that just always seems to be the hottest wind on our lake.
Yeah, and these are really kind of, I don't even know if, it's such a non-standard weather situation. If I could show you the kind of maps that I'm looking at, you'd see these little bombs of heat that are really anchored over, say, South Dakota and Nebraska. And they do, of course, extend farther south. But remember, it's summer, and we expect it to be warm in, areas like Kansas and Oklahoma. What's really kind of unusual is the way that the heat pools, at least in the forecast that we're seeing, into these little mini weather systems, Nebraska and South Dakota into western Minnesota. And, we're looking at temperatures that could be very high in some of those areas. Mm. And then there's just this huge gradient.
Yeah.
Where, temperatures are going to be probably over 100 degrees, probably over 105 degrees at times during the afternoons in South Dakota and Nebraska. And then you're going to get up to, you go 300 miles and it's 40 degrees cooler,
yeah.
35 degrees cooler. So there's just all this wind kind of pooling into that hot area. And then there's just this there's this kind of like doldrums-y thing where there's a westerly wind, but it's not really moving much weather around. It's not really, it's kind of like the hot weather is stuck as kind of an eddy that's just sort of sitting there and spinning and not moving much, kind of anchored in South Dakota. And that's hopefully going to keep the real nasty heat away from Two Harbors. But you might sell some snow cones up there, especially on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday and maybe a little Friday too. You might sell some snow cones on the shore. Could be a little bit toasty by your standards, but then
I have a feeling. Yeah, if it's as you say and if it all goes, I think we'll be pretty lucky. I mean, getting it too hot and the heat challenge is the number one health risk of these festivals when everyone's outside and in the sun and there's not a lot of shade. So it sounds really good. I'm so glad you shared that with us.
Yeah,
and then when I talk to you next week, hopefully we can talk next week, we will be right in the midst.
Yeah, well, I'll be interested to know how it goes. Just a real quick heads up, probably a pretty good weekend here too. Same thing, heat's going to build into southern Minnesota. You won't get much of it, but you're on the edge, and that means thunderstorms, especially Sunday night. So watch out for those. Those could be booming.
Okay.
So, yep.
Thanks for the warning.
Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah, but otherwise, should be a good weekend. And
great.
So we can talk to you next Friday. I'll be interested to know how it goes.
Great. Thanks so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, always good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Jenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.